BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Thanks, Chelsea, for closing up early today.
Oh, don't need to thank me. I'm getting off early. Mm. Although I'm not sure you're going to last your notice period if you're already escaping before 6 o'clock.
Oh, no, actually, it's an agreed early close. I've got a meeting with Natasha. Just want to give myself 5 minutes to get my head clear.
Meeting? For what?
I don't actually know. But I'm guessing they're not too happy about my leaving them sort of in the lurch. Mm. Especially since they've lost Emma not so long ago, so I'm braced for the worst.
But you're an employee. You can do what you like so long as you give them notice and all that.
I know, but people tend to be a bit sore when your plans don't chime with theirs. Mm. Anyway, I just have to ride the wave, work out my notice, and then I'm gone.
That's the right attitude. Anyway, I best get going. I've got an eyebrows and eyelashes booking tonight.
Oh.
Good luck.
Sure. Thanks, Chelsea.
Sorry, it seems I turn up whenever you're trying to study.
No, it's all good. I'll just get my granddad's things out of the way. If you could just scooch over a bit.
Oh, sure. Oh,
he always leaves his socks lying about. Chelsea should be here soon.
It's okay. I'm fine to wait.
Sorry.
Big rolls. Is that what gets your grey cells working?
No. No, this is all granddad. Big rolls and buttered fruitcake. I swear he's made of this stuff. I'm more of a custard cream man myself. I'll just clear these away, actually, yeah.
Has he gone out, or is he upstairs?
Sorry?
Your granddad. Has he gone out?
Yeah, down the pub, I expect.
Hiya!
Here she is.
Hi! Sorry. I tried to get here as quick as I could, but I knew Brad was here to keep you company.
Poor guy's trying to study.
Oh, he studies plenty. A bit of socialising's a break, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah. I'll give you guys some space. See you around, Zayna.
See you, Brad.
Oh, he's such a sweet brother when he wants to be.
Lucky you.
He's just come out of a serious relationship. They're still mates and it was a mutual decision to break up, but he needs to get back out there. He's a bit shy.
Relationships are overrated, if you ask me. I'm planning to stay single for as long as I can.
Thanks for indulging me and meeting me here, Fallon.
No problem.
I thought it best to meet someone neutral and I always like the rewilding picnic spot.
Yeah. Nicer in summer, though, eh?
Actually, I think it's sunny pretty much all year round. Mm. Might be the Welsh in me. Happy whatever the weather. Yeah. When I just had the girls, I'd come up here with them. Whenever I needed a quick think or some space. Mm-hmm. I haven't been back here for a while, which is a shame. Oh, we'll be in for a spectacular sunset in a few minutes.
Natasha, sorry, why have you called me here? Are we waiting on anyone else?
Right, of course, sorry. Me and the family have been having a discussion about what to do since you told me your news, mm-hmm. But I didn't think we all needed to descend on you. Now I realise you might find this a bit unusual.
No, Natasha, but I am a bit confused about why we're here.
Oh, sorry. I'll get to it.
What's in the envelope?
We don't want you to leave, none of us. And if it were up to me, I wouldn't accept your resignation.
You can't do that?
No, I know I can't. You know, when you first told me about this new venture, I was angry. I suppose I felt that we'd had our misunderstandings and disagreements, but we'd also built a solid working relationship out of it all, a trust between us.
Yeah, we have, and we've worked really well together. The way you've had our back, all the staff, has been truly great, but...
Can I just finish what I was going to say, please? Sorry. I just... Well, once I've said it, then we can discuss whatever you want.
Fine.
Thank you. Your leaving so soon after Emma is a blow...
I'm sorry, Natasha, but Emma left of her own accord, and I can't allow anyone to pin that on me.
No one is.
I can't change my life plans according to what's comfortable for everyone else.
Understood. And no one's asking you to. What I was saying is, losing Emma is a huge blow because she's always been a team player and a hard worker. But losing you, Fallon, isn't the same. You're in every bake, every morsel we serve. It's all you. Everything down to your skill... Your imagination, your ability to serve up classics and brand new ideas. Your skills are second to none. You and the tea room, it's like you belong together. Are you really going to give all that up for a blank unit in an as yet untested location?
So if you ever go to Dubai, you have to try the dune buggy.
Oh, so I could break my arm too. No thanks. Right, keep your head still.
It was so worth it, though, honestly.
Well, I'm busy saving up for a tattoo. A trip to Dubai will take me 20 years.
A tattoo? Really? What are you having done?
Well, if it ever happens, what I want are the words, make more noise, either like on the inside of my arm, like wrist to elbow, or maybe around my upper arm.
So what's stopping you?
Oh, just look straight ahead. Mm-hmm. Well, firstly, I can't make my mind up about the font and the size, and then the cost. If you get them done right, they're expensive.
Yeah, fair point. Make more noise. Isn't that a Pankhurst quote? You have to make more noise than anybody else.
Yeah, you know it. Mm-hmm. I was always getting told off for talking too much at school. And I remember Mrs. Wilson winked at me when she read that quote. It's like she knew that was me, a noisemaker.
Woo woo!
Yeah, exactly.
And here you are, keeping a job down, running your own mobile beauty business, making it happen.
Oh, thanks, but no, I'm only just making ends meet. There's a lot of people who probably think I'm wasting my time. Right, last little bit.
Well, they're wrong, Charles. Knowing what you want, that's the key. And if you know what you want, you're sorted. Doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there. You're lucky.
And yeah, your lashes are done. Ta-da! Right, here. What do you think?
Wow! Nice! Really nice. It's so natural looking. Oh, thank you.
Well, what do you want then?
Right now? A job. A job would do me. A nice little job, not too stressful. Just enough for me to earn some money of my own. I hate asking Mum for funds when Dad's away.
Oh, I saw a card up in the village shop about the local Thai restaurant needing delivery drivers.
Really?
Oh, but when I say local, I mean two villages away, but you got wheels and it's not far.
Oh, thanks. I'll check it out. Now, how much do I owe you?
Oh, nothing. This was repayment for spilling the coffee on you, remember?
No, the iced coffee was the repayment for that. I wouldn't have booked if I thought you wouldn't let me pay. Come on, you can use it to start your tattoo fund.
I don't know about that. I've been thinking about it so long, it might never actually happen. I wish I could test it out.
Well, actually, you can. I've got a henna tube in my bag. How about I do you a henna version? It'll last a week or so if you're careful, and you can see how it looks.
What? Have you got time?
Wait right there.
There we go. Let there be light.
Kirsty said she'd leave us a storm lantern out. Right, where were we?
Look, I'm not being funny, Natasha, but I don't want to discuss my ideas for my new business with you, or anyone for that matter, and it's really good of you to say the things that you have about me, but it sounds like you just want to pressure me into staying.
No, that's not it.
Please, you asked me to listen, and I have.
Sorry, go on.
As far as I'm concerned, I've followed all the procedures. I've given the notice period required, and I don't see what the problem is.
You're absolutely right. You've done everything right, and soon you'll be off. I'm not saying we're not accepting your resignation, Fallon. I'm saying we don't want to. We want to do whatever it takes to keep you.
What?
Here. We came up with an offer for you. It includes a pay rise, and although it's not earth-shattering, it's a good solid increase with room to revisit in 2 years. You'll have full control of the menu, which you sort of do now, but this translates to Tom and I will not be interfering with the menu at all. Hence the pay increase, because technically it'll be more responsibility. The buck stops with you. We have no qualms about putting you 100% in charge. We know you and Harrison have had a bit of a year, to say the least, so in the very near future, we're considering taking on an extra pair of hands, full time. So, eventually, if you wanted to, you could work more flexible hours to make up for the early starts. Now, we believe this is a good offer, and we really want to retain you. But as you know, we've had our own challenges at Bridge Farm, so the offer has a cut-off. You might want to talk it over with Harrison, but we'd need to know soon. Why don't you take a look and have a think? I'll just call Tom, see if he's managed to get the kids down.
Jos, is she still here?
Yeah, look! Zainab did me a henna tattoo. Isn't it great? And so quick.
Make more noise. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really good. How long did it take to dry?
She said about 20 minutes. She's just popped to the loo. Don't worry, she'll be back in a minute.
Shh, what are you playing at?
Oh, come on, it's clear as day you like her.
How'd you figure that?
Like yesterday when you were all, oh, do you need another wipe down, Zainab?
I was not.
Oh, and here, take my scarf, Zainab.
As if. I've only just broke up with Mia. You think I'm looking for someone else?
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
About what?
The tattoo obs. I love it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm. So, lemon juice and sugar mixed together and dab it gently on the henna once it's dry. Basically, the longer you keep it on, the deeper the colour, hopefully.
Right.
And I mix my own henna, so it's all natural. Not that fake stuff that gets dark red in and wears off.
Oh, what, you're not going already?
Yeah, you booked me for 2 treatments and I've already stayed longer than I meant to.
Zainab, I know this is, like, super cheeky, but, I don't suppose you could do the other style I was thinking about?
Sure, now?
On Brad's arm.
What?
Oh, sure, yeah. Brad?
No, I've got work to do.
Oh, go on! If I have it on both my arms, I won't be able to move.
Come on then, Brad. My brother's home alone, so pull up a chair and just try and keep your arm still.
Okay. Well,
great. You guys sit tight. I'll go get us some snacks.
Charles.
Okay, you're going to have to stay really still, please.
I'll try.
Just rest your hand on my lap and relax. That's it. Right, so maybe about that big. What do you reckon? Brad, you can breathe out?
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
I'm not going to like this, am I? You don't have to answer right away, Fallon.
But you're right. This is a very generous offer.
Oh.
Working for you and Tom has been an education. I've learnt that it's good not to have all the responsibility on my shoulders. But it's also reminded me how much I like being my own boss.
Oh.
Although, honestly, how could anyone not be bursting with joy to hear you speak about my work the way you have? I really appreciate that.
It's all deserved.
I guess, after this past year, nothing really looks or feels the same to me. I need something new, by myself, for myself.
Alan.
But sorry, Natasha. Sink or swim, I think this is what I want. You know, it feels right. You understand that, don't you?
I do.
So, here's the envelope back. I've thought about it and I'm very sorry, but my resignation still stands.